7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh. Hi, Diggins. You're so fluffy.
Let's get this bad boy going. And the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm taking off my socks. And I'm putting them here on the banister next to my coat. All right, because something's been going on. What's been going on? What's happening? Well, I had kind of a bad night, so I got up late. And as I was looking out the window and I was seeing no wind, I thought, oh, we could go somewhere and look for mushrooms because it rained. It rained overnight. It has only recently stopped. It hasn't been a very heavy rain. So I think it would be a good mushroom rain because it's getting absorbed. All the water falling from the sky is being absorbed into the ground. That's good. That's good for our mushroom buddies. And so I thought, yeah, where could we go look for mushrooms? And I thought at first, well, we'll just walk around in the neighborhood and we'll see if there's... What? We'll see if there's any mushrooms popping up. Oh, here's my kitty. What do you... You want some kitty foods? Okay. So I thought about that and I thought, nah, if we're going to do this, let's do it right. Let's go somewhere good and let's find some fungus. Okay, there's some kitty food for you now in your bowl. Oh, it's so yummy. You love to eat it up. So I thought, yeah, let's do it. We're running late, but who cares? Let's make a good quality episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. So I put on my short pants, and I jumped in my car, and I grabbed my camera, and I went to Heron Haven. And as I was driving there, once I hit 108th Street, and I was realizing, oh, God, we got wind here. Yeah, there's no wind. There's no wind in my backyard, of course. But anyway, I got to Heron Haven, and, not only was it pretty damn windy in the valley there, there's like 6 cars in the parking lot. So I just turned around. I just did a U-turn in the parking lot, and I just drove home. Except I did, of course, drive up Turkey Street, because I wanted to see some of my turkey friends. So I drove up the Turkey Street, and of course, wouldn't you know it, every time I go looking for turkeys, intentionally trying to find them, I never find them. I don't see them. They were hiding. But you know, every time I think, oh, I'm just going to drive up Turkey Street, maybe I'll see some turkeys, that's when I always run into them. But no, I think it's the weather. It is kind of stormy, and so, you know, they could be taking cover, but I made sure to look under all the trees that they like to hang out under. I didn't see anything. Not a damn thing. So then, as I was driving over the bridge to get back into my little neighborhood, you know, there's a bridge that goes over the interstate loop. I saw 4 chickens. 4 chickens. Yeah, my neighbors a block up there. As you come off the bridge over the interstate. Yeah, they've got a chicken pen back there. Actually, they're sort of 2 small ones, and they've got 4 chickens. And I said, okay, well, I didn't get to see any turkeys or any marmots or any mushrooms, but at least I saw 4 chickens. Okay, so that was significant, wasn't it? Probably. Oh, yeah, chickens. I do like chickens. In fact, I ate some chicken yesterday. And that might be my problem. God, I really overate yesterday. I didn't realize I was doing it. And my guts were already kind of weird, but then I started eating. I ate too much, and my guts were all glow, and I was like, oh, I better sleep this one off. And so I tried to take a nap, but I couldn't sort of lay on my stomach. And so I was just very glow. And I finally kind of fell asleep really late, like at 1:30. And then I woke up at 3:30. I couldn't go back to sleep, so I got up at 4, and I was up for about an hour. I watched part of a movie. And then I finally did mercifully fall back asleep. And then I slept until noon. Until shortly after noon. But I don't know, I kind of slept pretty good. So what am I complaining about? I have no idea. Oh, I'm drinking some tea. I'm drinking Gaoshan today. I love drinking tea. Drinking tea is yummy, delicious. And so now what are we doing? Well, now I'm looking at the piece of paper of all the notes that I've written down in the last few days, none of which have anything to do with the Dubious Goals Committee or its content. But still lots of good ideas for me.
Before every softball season, I like to try to pick one thing I'm going to do really good this season. And when I come on a softball field, people say, oh, there's Tavin Dillard, boy. He knows how to lay down a mean single. There's Tavin Dillard, boy. He's a good contact hitter. Well, this year what they're going to be saying is, boy, there's Tavin Dillard, boy, he knows how to steal home. And I borrow a glove. There's a boy, the preacher in town. He's on our team. Good old boy. Boy, he'll always share. One of the guys on our team has already made sure we're going to have uniforms this year, because last year it got kind of tough playing with no shirt. They had a lot of people sign a petition because me and a few other boys really like to steal bases. And they said, no, you can't lead off and there ain't no dealing bases. Well, they changed the rules in the league we're in this year. Boy, I get a couple leads down on base pass, and then you gotta watch the pitcher. You gotta choose the right pitch. And then sometimes the first base coach will give me a little sign. Biggest secret, don't tell anybody in town, our team ain't got no signs. We ain't got any, not a one. I think it works better that way. You just figure out what you're gonna do and do it, but all the while, everybody on the team's like, boy, they got a lot of signs, because the first base coach will be over there doing this, you know? And then, you know, sometimes we'll do it back from third base. I'll be like, I look like I'm mad at him. I'll be like, and boy, he's mad, boy. They're in a fight. And then when we get into their head, that's when he pitches old ball. Next thing I know, I'm stealing home. Well, get me to third base, and we might as well just count it as a run. I don't really hit too far. I hit a double sometimes, and that's only if the outfielder loses it in the sun or something. I'm limber. Another thing I can do is be a pinch runner. Because we got a couple old boys, if they don't hit it out the park, they ain't going anywhere. Some boys will hit what could be a triple, but because they're carrying about 350 pounds on top of them little stubby legs of theirs, they might get a single. They might get a single. We had two boys already last year get thrown out. They hit one, bounced off the wall, and they couldn't get out of the batter's box fast enough to save their life. So one of the things that they're going to let us do this year is have pinch runners. I'd say about 8 of the 14 people on our team, if it don't clear the fence, they're walking back to the dugout. So I'm going to get in there and slide in. I'm going to get in there and slide and tap the base. Slide and tap. Slide and tap. So we'll see how we do. Some boy told me I look like a mime. I said, boy, when I'm stealing home on your softball team, you're gonna look like a mime standing there stuck in a box.
Yeah, very cool, very classic. That was, of course, Long Shot Kick the Bucket by the Pioneers. Oh, that is a classic and staple of reggae. Oh, the Pioneers, can't get enough of them. Highly recommend them if you like early ska and reggae type of things. Check out the Pioneers, good stuff. Before that, we had some thoughts on the opening of softball season from Tavin. And of course, before that, we had some Gary Clail's Tackhead Sound System with Hard Left. And, well, it saddens me to have to deliver this news, but Keith LeBlanc died a couple of weeks ago. And he was instrumental, of course, in Tackhead and Sugar Hill and tons of industrial music and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, I guess we're not getting any more Tackhead. But, you know, Doug Wimbush is still alive, all those other guys. So, anyway, there goes my cat running by Zoom. And speaking of Zoom, now what are we going to do? I don't know. I'm just sort of sitting here, and I'm going to drink some more tea. And it seems like I got to do some stuff today. What do I got to do? Don't need to go to the store. I kind of do. I do and I don't. I want some food. I want different food. I want something to eat that I don't have at hand. And what is it that I want to eat? I don't know. I feel like it's springtime, so I feel like I have to eat springtime food. Which for me is sandwiches, potato chips, potato salad, sometimes some pasta salad, among other things. So I'm kind of thinking about going to the store just to get some sandwich stuff. I could do that. It seems like I had to go out and do something else. I do need to get some gasoline. I'm down to about an eighth of a tank. So this weekend I gotta buy some gasoline, so I have plenty of gasoline to go to my gig. Not that it's very far away. It's just that I don't need extra headaches like running out of gas at inopportune times. And I love drinking tea. Oh, and I just managed to spill some down my shirt. That's okay. Oh, it'll probably be laundry day today or tomorrow anyway. Guess I could do some... I should probably start the laundry early. Because normally I do laundry on Sundays when it gets kind of slow, but this Sunday is going to be a little bit busy for me, so maybe I should start doing the laundry now, right?
Occupation, we're a dancing nation. it ourselves on the line. Recreation is our destination, so don't wait up for us tonight.
Hey, they're hot.
Sunny, the bar.
Oh yes, turn that synthesizer knob. Oh my god, that was Monsoon Malabar by the Bombay Dub Orchestra. Oh, good stuff. I do love Bombay Dub Orchestra. Can't get enough of that stuff. And before that, we had Mel and Kim with their hit Respectable. That was a big one. That was a big pop hit. Oh, such a sad story, though. Mel and Kim Appleby. If you're an American, you don't know who these people are. But if you live across the pond, if you're on an island somewhere that has the name Great in it, then you know who those two are. And, you know, it's funny, as I saw Kim Appleby on something else, that she was driving around with, what, the OMD guy? They were doing a music retrospective. Anyway, yeah, Mel is no longer with us, so I guess she's singing with Keith LeBlanc now. Anyway, I got stuff to do. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But this is the end of the line for me.
This is the end of the line for me.
Yes.
The end of the line, yes.
Oh, yes. I also need to find some food. Something lunch-like. And not going to the store now.